people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and thank you, everybody, for being there. We've had two enjoyable hours already. I just put something up on Facebook. It dawned on me that we're in about 130-something markets across the United States right now, but not all the radio stations run all 3 hours, and we're delighted when people run whatever hour. We just had a new station that joined us from Georgia. I need to look that up and give them a shout-out, and I'll do that in just a minute. But you can listen to any of the 3 hours online on dirtdoctor.com, and we archive all the hours of all the shows there as well. We're going to have an app here pretty soon, so that you'll have an even easier way to listen to the show and other related kind of shows, and we'll keep you posted on all that kind of stuff too. But anyway, dirtdoctor.com, click on the radio button. It'll tell you where the radio stations are, where we're located around the country, and other information, and how to listen online and all that good stuff, all the how the archives work and all that. We were talking to Peggy in the previous hour about driveway, and she had a gravel driveway. Are you still there, Peggy?
I am.
The gravel driveway was scraped away. They put down a fabric of some kind, and then they scraped the gravel and some soil back on top, and she's got worse weeds than ever.
A lovely crop.
The reason for that, Peggy, is that the soil that's mixed in with the gravel that they raked back over the top of this fabric, which I don't recommend. I don't recommend those fabrics at all. But it was full of weed seed, and by stirring it up the way they did, you got some of the seed up closer to the soil surface, and they germinate, and here they come. So if you leave it all like it is, there's one way to go. If you want to take it all out and start over, that's totally up to you. If you had called me before you did the work, I would have recommended that instead of pea gravel, that you scrape everything off and put in a thin layer of decomposed granite. Decomposed granite. It's kind of a goldy orange brown color, and it locks into place a whole lot better. You know how the pea gravel kind of kicks around and moves around. The decomposed granite doesn't do that.
When I saw decomposed granite before, it seemed so thin. I thought, well, I'm really going to get weeds with that, but it doesn't.
Well, it will, just like anything, because it has some clay in it, but that's when we get into these other techniques that you can use. We have decomposed granite walkway, and we have some weed seed germinate in it from time to time, and what I use is what I started telling you about, a stirrup hoe. And the hoe looks like a stirrup, you know, when you're riding a horse that you put your feet in, and it swivels. It moves back and forth, and it's mounted at an angle so that you go back and forth with this stirrup weeder, and it's perfect for pea gravel, for decomposed granite paved areas, for any kind of soft material like that, and it just slices under the weeds and kills them. It's real, real easy to use.
Oh, that sounds great.
Now, in your situation, since you have such a heavy crop of the weeds, I would first spray either the organic herbicide called Avenger, or make the herbicide from the vinegar herbicide. The formula is on our site and everything all the time. Spray it first and kill everything one time. And then as stuff starts to grow back, you can either spray one more time or start using the stirrup hoe.
I should probably pull that. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to kind of just, I'm saying this, but who knows, to pull up that cloth from, push the gravel aside and pull that cloth up. That would be ideal, right?
Well, I don't like it, especially when it's over the roots of trees like it sounds like
it is in your
case. I'd probably take the time to do it. But if you're going to go to all that trouble, you may want to bring in decomposed granite rather than sticking with the pea gravel. I have pea gravel in our driveway at our office. It was there when we bought the place, and it's a maintenance issue of getting kicked around and moving around, and it's always, no matter what you do, it's always going to have some stuff growing in it from time to time. So is decomposed granite. It's just
a
management issue. But the decomposed granite looks better and behaves itself better, stays in place better.
Well, I'm going to think about that. That's a great idea. Sorry I didn't call you before. It's bad. My bad.
Next time, you better call me first, okay? All right,
thanks,
good
Howard.
Luck. Talk to you
Bye.
Later. It's Terry's turn in Richardson, Texas. Hi, Terry. Terry's going on hold. We'll see what Pat's up to in Denton. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Howard. Thank you so much. I'm asking your help, Howard, for the infestation we get of mosquitoes when it really gets to be the time. And I'm also asking about having a little landscape area right outside the front door that's already showing me volunteer fresh mint and basil coming through. Last year I had cantaloupe outside. I just had moved here, and I said, oh, my gosh, this is just beautiful. And I'd like to keep it as wholesome as possible. So my question both are how to prepare, if any way, in a natural way, for the infestation, which I don't see why there wouldn't be again this year, of mosquitoes, which is the primary concern, because when they're out, it just makes it so unpleasant to be out at in the most desirable times of the day and the evening when they're out, that people really try to avoid. They actually cause you to feel it's better to stay inside the house and try not to bring them in with you when you even open up the door to come in and out. And then whatever are the little pests that get into the landscape, in the soil around the door.
Well, there's no way to totally eliminate mosquitoes, but there's a lot you can do to keep the pressure way down. We're going to be spraying our property this week with liquid BTI. It's an idea that I came up with last year of inoculating the whole site with this bacillus that a lot of people know about. It comes in the little donut shapes, you know, to throw in standing water to kill the larvae of mosquitoes. And and you can get it in liquid form now. It's called Aquabac, and there may be some other products as well. In fact, you could take the mosquito dunks or the granules and soak them in water, smash them up, soak them in water, strain out the solids, and create a liquid BTI yourself if you can't find the liquid product easily, and spray the whole property, inoculate the whole property, because mosquitoes will grow in moist foliage. They'll grow in moist mulch. They don't grow just in ponds, you know, and if you've got gutters, you need to keep the gutters cleaned out and treat with the BTI up there. Also, putting out dry granular garlic that you can't get it at the nurseries so much. You have to go to the grocery stores, buy as big a container as you can, and put it out at about a pound per 1,000 square feet. And it repels mosquitoes and other pests quite well. In fact, I'm about to do that to our properties as well. We had a little flare-up with fleas just now, and I'm about to put out beneficial nematodes again, because the fleas have popped their ugly heads up as well.
Oh, yeah, so, I forgot about those. And so this is 1 pound per 1,000 feet?
One pound per 1,000 square feet, more or less. This was a tip that one of my consulting customers gave me several years ago, and she called me and told me that she had regained the ability to use her backyard for the first time in a long time, and she put it out in the pots and in beds and everywhere. It seems to work in certain situations better than others. If you have a perfect environment for mosquitoes like we do in our backyard with the bamboo forest and the creek and the, you know, heavy foliage and all that, you're never going to totally get rid of them. But
like a welcome mat for the mosquitoes,
yeah. It couldn't be more perfect for them. So I think that spraying liquid BTI is the key, and I've been trying to get cities to consider doing it instead of spraying the toxic chemicals that don't work. They kill a few of the adult mosquitoes. They don't affect the larvae at all. We're trying to get the larvae killed out so we don't have so many adults being born.
What's the best way of spraying the liquid BTI or are there several suggestions of methods to broadcast it all?
I'm sorry?
To spray the liquid DTI with hoses or...
Well, spray it with anything you want to spray it with. Yeah, it doesn't have to go out perfectly uniform. So you could spray it with a hose end sprayer. We're going to be using power sprayers to spray the whole place. It's almost an acre.
You're talking about the lawn as well.
Yeah, the entire property. You inoculate the
really
entire
good.
Property. Yep.
And then what type of repeat program through the summer day?
Well, one in an organic program, it may last all summer for you. Let me put you on hold. Got to have to run for a second. Howard Garrett, be right back.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Catching up real quick before we go back to the phones. Let me catch up with Pat. Pat, did you have something else on your mosquito control?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, where do you recommend liquid BTI be found? Are there a couple of choices of places to look?
It's available all over the place. It's in the big box stores. It's in hardware stores.
Oh,
it's
great.
In nurseries. The Summit is one company that's worked with us a little bit and has the products that you'll find easily. And there's other brand names that are starting to come on that are doing similar things. But BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. That's the active ingredient. It's a kind of bacillus that's specific to mosquito larvae and fungus gnats and buffalo flies.
Oh, that's fabulous. And Howard, the only other question I had was with regard to the soil. Anything to keep it wholesome? I don't know about Trichogamma wasps or the I'm trying to think whatever else you
beneficial said nematodes. Well,
those
are pest control situations. They're not for keeping the soil as healthy as just controlling pests. But everything I recommend, you know, the compost, rock minerals, the sugars, all that is how you build healthy soil. Stay away from peat moss, synthetic fertilizers, pine bark, and the things that hurt biological activity in the soil.
Are there any resources in the Denton area that you're familiar with to offer your line of products?
I don't know any brand name, any store names offhand, but if you go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button over there on the left that says Dirt Doctor Destinations, and we've got the stores in there that we know handle the most of the things that I recommend. And I need to run, help some more people, but we're trying to encourage people more and more to do that, and I'll try to cover some of those products that are in that category of being hard to find for you if we have time today. And if not, we'll do it in a newsletter so people can have it in writing and go to their retail stores, garden centers, and whatnot to suggest that they bring the products in. Somebody called in and asked why I recommended Lemon Joy over any other soap. Lemon Joy is one we actually have a little anecdotal research on. There's a couple of growers reported to me that they used Lemon Joy for their insect control in their greenhouse operations and had great success. And it probably has to do with the fact that it's got some citrus ingredients in it, you know, thus the Lemon Joy. And that's all. We just think that any liquid soap will kill aphids, kill beneficials too, so you got to be careful about using it. But the Lemon Joy might be one of the better ones if you're buying just a generic liquid soap. The essential oils in general, and there's a bunch of different brand names that are happening out there and starting to build, they're also really good on controlling these insect pests. Somebody had carpenter ants in the wall, want to know what they could do themselves. They've tried diatomaceous earth. Carpenter ants hate orange oil. It'll kill them, and it has a repelling quality to them, too, more so than other ants. So you might give that a shot. And with that, we're going to go to Ennis, Texas, and talk to Raymond. Hey, Raymond.
Hey, Howard. I've been holding for you for a long time.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
You gave a place where we could order like the beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasp, and almost guaranteed to always be fresh. And I didn't write down the name, but I think I was driving at the time when I was listening to you.
Well, Sherry, the owner, will be with me here probably in about 15 minutes or so. It's called Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O.
Arbico.
Uh-huh. Arbico, Arbico. And the website is arbico-organics.com. And you can call their toll-free number, too. I'll get that for you, and we'll mention it when she's on with me here in a little bit. But they specialize in beneficial fly parasites and trichogramma wasps, beneficial nematodes, green lace wings, all the kinds of things like that that we recommend here all the time.
Okay, that's ARB, like in boy?
Uh-huh. Arbico.
All right, sir.
Okay.
And also I wanted to ask, because I got an old tree over here in one of my rent houses that has like cavities in it, like places where they cut it too short, they kind of rot it out.
Uh-huh.
You recommended something that you could mix to put in there to keep water from getting in and maybe prolong the life of the tree.
You're talking about cavities that are holding water in your trees?
Well, it's just holes, you know, like where they cut a branch like right up against the tree and it rotted out.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons, Raymond, that I don't recommend flush cuts. It almost always creates a cavity in the trunk at that point. That's why you want to leave the branch collar. Once a cavity has formed, the best thing to do is to leave it alone. Leave it open. Let the air get in it. If you want to splash some hydrogen peroxide in it from the grocery store, that'd be about all I'd do.
All right. Good deal.
Okay. Simple solution. Yeah, once you've created a cavity, the trees don't heal wounds like our skin does. The tree just forms a protective barrier and compartmentalizes that injured place off. And if you put concrete or foam or try to put some kind of filler in there, you just foul up that protective layer that the tree will set up for itself. So cavities, you leave them open. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An Italian prosecutor says politicians were the intended target of a gunman who shot and wounded two policemen in a crowded square outside the premier's office in Rome today. The attack coming just as Italy's new government was being sworn in about a half mile away. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee says the mother of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects would be held for questioning if she were to return to the U.S., Michael McCall talking to Fox News Sunday. The father of the two bombing suspects says he's postponing a trip to this country because of poor health. He says he does want to be here to look over his son, who remains in custody, bomber number two, who survived the shootout. And the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says U.S. credibility is at stake in Washington's response to intelligence suggesting Syria has now used chemical weapons against its own people in the country's civil war. This is SRN News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, bad mood? How about low energy? If you are experiencing any of these symptoms, it's not your fault. You may be approaching menopause and your hormones are unbalanced, but you're in luck because Ambren is the all-natural formula clinically shown to balance your hormones. And balancing your hormones is the key to getting rid of these uncomfortable symptoms. Ambren restores hormonal balance naturally. It's the safe, easy way to feel like yourself again. Just ask the many thousands of happy women who've already tried Ambren. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. To receive your guaranteed risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, call 1-800-385-2230. And when you call right now, you will also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40 absolutely free. Just give us a call right now at 1-800-385-2230. That's 1-800-385-2230.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Chicago Bulls outlasted Brooklyn 142-134 in triple overtime to take a 3-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. The Nets led 109-95 with less than 4 minutes to play in regulation before the Bulls went on a 14-0 run that forced OT. Bulls guard Nate Robinson with 34 points, all but carried his team into overtime and the victory.
Kind of like the old school game, NBA Jams. You make a couple of the rims on fire and you shoot the ball's on fire. I feel like that at times. You kind of got to, you know, lie to yourself, you know, and feel like you can't miss.
Game 5 is Monday at Brooklyn. Memphis and the LA Clippers are tied at 2 games apiece after Memphis downed the Clippers 104-83. Grizzlies coach Lionel Hollins.
Our team played extremely well. They played hard. Everybody played to the max, and we were able to get a win.
Clippers host Game 5 Tuesday. Kevin Durant scored 41 points at his first game without injured All-Star Russell Westbrook, and Oklahoma City beat Houston 104-101. The Thunder up 3-0. This is Esser in Sports. Atlanta led 54-30 at halftime and went on to beat Indiana 90-69. Hawks forward Al Horford with 26 points and 16 boards says they played with desperation after losing the first 2 games of the series.
You are down 2-0 and you don't try to think of it like that, but you know we knew what was at stake, so we definitely came out and laid it all out on the line.
Game 4 Monday in Atlanta. In the NBA playoffs today, it's New York at Boston, Miami at Milwaukee, and San Antonio at the Lakers. The Knicks, Heat, and Spurs all looking for a 4-game sweep. Denver plays at Golden State. The Warriors up 2-1. In the NHL, Washington beat Boston 3-2 in overtime. That means the Bruins have to win at home tonight against Ottawa to capture the Northeast Division crown. Minnesota captured the final Western Conference playoff berth with a 3-1 triumph at Colorado. Detroit has wrapped up the 7th seed in the West with a 3-0 win over Dallas. St. Louis will start the playoffs at home, securing the 4th seed in the West by defeating Chicago 3-1. Other winners Saturday, the Rangers, Pittsburgh, Florida, Montreal, Columbus, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Edmonton, and Los Angeles. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And if we run out of time, we'll have the ability to put a few more of you on. But if we run out of time at the end of the show, hang on. I'll help you before I get away from here. Right now, we're going to talk to Sherry Herrera DeFry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Howard.
How's everything in Tucson?
Everything in Tucson is beautiful. Gorgeous weather, you know, those flowers are blooming, and yesterday I saw in my front yard for the first time a real wild turkey.
Oh, wow, cool.
It was very cool. So, yeah, it's been quite a week of wildlife. We had a coral snake, we had a few rattlesnakes, and a Gila monster. So,
well, good. Keep you busy.
Followed by the wild turkey. So.
We had somebody call earlier that heard me mention Arbaco last week and wanted to know how to spell it. Where did the name come from? I've never asked you that.
You know, it's an interesting name, Arbico, Arizona Biological Control.
Oh.
That's how we started the business.
Okay.
Of course, it's a very long name, and at the time we weren't very understanding about marketing and acronyms and that type of thing, so it was just too long, so we shortened it to Arbico.
Well, that's great. Sherry is one of the owners, I guess, with husband Rick. I don't know if you have other owners or not, but what are y'all's official titles?
Well, we are the two owners, and 50-50, and I am the vice president, and he is the president.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know the official
there you go.
Deal. We've had some insect questions pop up this week. I had snails really show up badly in my experimental garden. I put out the Sluggo product, and it really wiped them out in a couple of days. The other thing everybody's calling me about is aphids. And aphids we've had here because we've had such roller coaster weather. I think we've got some temporary stress going on some of the plants. But people are starting to learn about ladybugs and what ladybug larvae look like as a result. And it's been kind of a fun week talking to folks about all that.
Oh, absolutely. It is an amazing metamorphosis from an adult ladybird beetle, which, you know, we're all familiar with. It's basically the poster child for all of biocontrol. And then, of course, the larval stage looks very different. I mean, a lot of people mistake it, as you know probably from your conversations, for a pest. And so it is a beautiful larvae that, as you know, it ranges from yellow to orange and black. And that is when it is in its most voracious stage. We want to do whatever we can to get our adults to lay eggs that eventually are going to develop into those larvae, because those guys stay in place, they don't fly, and they do an amazing job.
Well, we put a picture on Facebook early in the week, and people really responded because a lot of people had never seen what the larva of a ladybug looks like, and some people even admitted that they had been killing them because they thought they were some kind of pest. But that's just one of the many beneficial organisms that you guys sell from Arbico, and you really provide high quality. I was telling him last time, and that's why he called back, about the fact that there's a better chance of getting some living organisms when you deal with Arbico than with anybody out there. Not that there aren't other good quality people out there, but y'all are top of the heap.
We're doing our best to be top of the heap. One of the things we do guarantee always, 100% guarantee, is you're always going to get a live product. For some reason, your product arrives and it's impaired or it's dead, which happens on occasion because, you know, weather and airplanes break down or,
right.
Things happen. We're definitely going to replace them. And you're right, though, about the aphids. They are starting to be a problem right now. That's generally what we call a primary pest, followed by secondary and tertiary pests. And primary pests are the ones that are easy to manage, particularly with biocontrol. They're the ones that, if we can manage them first, then we're not going to have issues with secondary and tertiary pests. Things like scale are tertiary pests. Things
right.
like whitefly are tertiary pests. And
right.
so when we start off with using things like ladybugs and green lacewing, prior to or just at onset of infestation, where we can actually populate the area, that's going to take care of those aphids, and we won't have to use anything but those good beneficial bugs.
Well, to buy lacewings, ladybugs, beneficial nematodes, fly parasites, or fly eliminators—they like to use the term, which I like. You can go to arbico-organics.com that way, or call the phone number, which is
800-827-2847.
800 SOS bugs.
SOS bugs.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, thank you for visiting with us again, and we will chat more soon.
Very, very, very nice, Howard. And by the way, thank you for those lima beans, the red lima beans.
We're all planting them
this weekend.
You're going to love them. They are the best. My wife doesn't like lima beans, and she loves these things.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Sherry, talk to you.
With our gift. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Sherry Herrera. She and her husband, Rick, do a great job. We've known each other for a long, long time, and we met speaking together in Arkansas 25 years ago or something, and we never have really gotten together and done anything, and we started trading some emails and got together and found that it looked like it was really a good idea to work together to help spread the word and convert the world to organics. And they do a fantastic job with beneficial organisms and also organic products in general. So again, arbico-organics.com. Christy in Edmond, Oklahoma next up. Hey, Christy.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
We had a really bad hailstorm go through the area
on Friday night.
Oh, boy.
I've had probably a foot of hail in my backyard.
Man, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Did it wreck your roof?
Yeah, my roofer's coming today. It just took out one skylight. But I'm more concerned about my shrubs and my irises,
and I have
two magnolia trees. Everything got at least two-thirds to three-quarters stripped.
Well, we're still seeing results from the bad hailstorm that we had about a year ago, too. And ours didn't put hail on the ground as deep as that, but we had some hail as big as golf ball or softballs. I mean, literally, it just destroyed a bunch of our experimental garden and everything. And a lot of the things are just coming back, but you'll occasionally see a dead limb here or a dead limb there, and you look at it, and it's just really badly wounded, you know, by the hail.
Okay.
I noticed you mentioned Matt, a magnolia tree that's been damaged. The best thing in the world to do, Christy, is what we call the sick tree treatment.
Okay.
And what that is to aerate the root zone, and while the holes are open, put out all the amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugar, same old stuff we talk about all the time.
Right.
And spray the foliage with the Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Plus is best in this case.
Okay.
And it'll come back. It's stressed, obviously, by being beat all up. But the only thing I might add here is the same thing that we add when we have rose rosette, which, by the way, I meant to talk about more early on. We've got a lot about it on our own Facebook if anybody has rose rosette issues. But it's the same thing. Into the Garrett Juice formula, add about 8 ounces up to 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide right from the grocery store.
Okay.
And spray the foliage and spray the ground with it and the whole deal. If you add a little bit of orange oil and a little bit of bio wash, for a lot of people that would help even more. But the main ingredient is hydrogen peroxide, generic hydrogen peroxide, into the Garrett Juice Plus formula. And spray the foliage, the trunk, the root flares, trunk flares, the ground zone, root zone, and the whole deal.
Now, can I use that also on the flowers, like the irises that are
around?
You bet.
Anything that
spray any of my foliage with that combination. what measurements of the Garrett Juice Plus hydrogen peroxide and orange oil?
Well,
I have those items.
Just mix up the Garrett Juice like you're going to spray Garrett Juice, and then into each gallon of Garrett Juice that's ready to spray, put that 8 ounces to 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide. 8 ounces is what we've used on rose rosette and had good luck. But, you know, it comes in 16-ounce bottles from the grocery store or the drugstore. So somewhere between 8 and 16 ounces. We just dreamed up this idea, and we're using it and anecdotally getting great results. So somewhere in that range.
And then grub worms.
Grubworms, beneficial nematodes, like I was talking with Sherry, they're the best for control of grubworms, fire ants, fleas, termites, you name it. Anything that's going to have at least one of its life cycles in the soil, beneficial nematodes are the ticket.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, appreciate you.
Thank you, Christy.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Let's go to Pat. Terry, hang on. You'll be next. And Pat is in Mesquite.
Yes. I have some questions about – I've got some tomato plants that I put in last week.
Uh-huh.
And when I bought the plants, a few of them had yellow leaves, and I figured they got frostbit a little bit, you know, just barely on the bottom. And now they're keep turning more and more, and, you know, the leaves are falling off.
That's probably early blight. I think you've already suspected that. Yeah.
Well, and I noticed on my pepper plants, maybe some of it's blight, and I saw some rust.
Okay.
And I sprayed them with horticultural cornmeal, and then one cup to 5 gallons.
Yeah, good.
And can you let that sit overnight and, like, stir it up good and use it the next day? Is it strong?
The only bad thing that will happen with that idea, Pat, is it'll start smelling bad if you leave it sitting around.
I've got it covered, you know, in a cover.
Just strain out the solids and any kind of microbes that are growing on the surface.
Will the hydrogen peroxide, will it burn? Will it work on that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Will it burn the plants, the tender ones?
No, if you mix it at the rates that I talked about,
8 ounces to a gallon,
it won't burn. I used, when we first started recommending hydrogen peroxide, we recommended using it at the full strength, 3%. And it works at that rate during the cool weather. During the heat of the summer, it'll burn the foliage, though.
Okay. How much, like to 1 gallon of mixed up cornmeal water, how much of the peroxide?
Like I was saying to the last caller, 8 ounces to 16 ounces, anywhere in that range.
Also, I put dried molasses, two parts, and one part cornmeal and one part lava sand and then black cow manure in my beds. And then when I was going to plant, I roughed the area up about 18 square inches and then put a little dusted some more over there. And then I poured a little Garrett juice down in the hole.
Well, that'd be great. Let me finish with you off the air. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and Terry is next up in Richardson. Terry, I'm sorry you've had to hold so long, but thanks for your patience.
You're welcome. Howard, I've got a crop of onions coming up pretty nicely this spring.
Uh-huh.
And someplace I had read or heard that we should clip off the seed heads so the energy goes to the bulb instead of to the seed. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, that's the case with onions and garlic both. I'm having a hard time deciding which way to go, Terry, on my garlic this year because garlic.
As long as it's not a fable. Then the other thing, we've got a couple more things. One is I'm putting a deck in for my wife out in the yard, and got some help to scrape all the grass off first. And then, of course, once the deck is in, there won't be any light. Is that all I need to do to keep from having growth underneath the deck?
Well, you didn't even need to scrape it off. When you build a deck, assuming light can't get in around the edges either, it kills the grass completely. And decks that I've designed into gardens through the years, I've never done anything under a deck at all other than just put them in the shade and it dies out, unless – we know that there's going to be water moving under the deck and a chance of erosion. If that's the case, you need to put in decomposed granite or shredded tree trimmings or do something to help with the erosion. But to kill the grass can't grow in the dark. It's going to die completely.
Okay, I didn't know if it was going to make a stink or not. Well, we'll take most of it off, but won't worry about going extreme on
that. Yeah, you don't need to worry about it like you're building a garden over it or something. Under a deck, the darkness will take care of the issue.
Then the fig tree we've got going into the fourth season, when it first started sprouting leaves, there were some little buds for figs, but now I don't see any. And I've got a neighbor who's got, looks like almost mature figs already. How are your figs doing?
I ain't even looked. I think that we've got some small figs on, but not any that are getting near maturity yet at all.
Is there a different varieties then that come along?
song at different times?
Yeah, some of them produce quicker than others, and some of them repeat better than others. Mine repeat, for example, all through the summer. And so, yeah, the varietal difference there. And I think our roller coaster weather is probably the culprit on some of these things being ahead or behind schedule.
I can certainly believe that. And the other thing I'm worried about on the fig tree, a few of the leaves have kind of a rust color, mostly on the bottom. Oh, just kind of scattered here and there.
You know what that is? That's a little frost damage.
Oh.
From the late cold. It's cosmetic, yeah. Nothing to worry about.
Okay, yeah, we had a lot of frost damage on the potatoes, but, man, they're just coming
out. Yeah, they'll come right back out. That's right. That's right.
They're blossoming, and if I remember on the potatoes, you said just wait till they start wilting to dig the potatoes?
Yeah, or you can dig down and harvest a little bit and not mess up the whole root system and see how big they are. If they're not big enough, cover them back up. They won't mind it at all. Just don't tear them up when you do that and harvest them when they're the size that you want.
All right. Well, you've got some good information out today, and I appreciate it.
Terry, thanks for calling.
You bet. So long.
Let's see. There was something else. The new station in Georgia. I was going to tell you what it was. It's in Cedartown, Georgia. It's WGAA. They didn't sign up, or they may already have the show. What they signed up for here recently was our Healthy Living Daily feature, which a lot of you may not be familiar with. I do a commentary that runs three or four times a day. It's about a 90-second thing that we do for a lot of the radio stations that carry the live talk show on the weekend as well. And if you or your radio station is interested in that, they can contact us. We'll put you together with my golf buddy Mike Tyler, who handles all that, and he can get you lined up with the daily commentary or the long show, the talk show, either one. And you can contact us through info@dirtdoctor.com if you don't know how to get a hold of Mike. Here's Terry and Sherman next up. Hey, Terry.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Howard. I had a question about a red oak. It was transplanted onto my property last year. The tree is probably 5 or 6 years old. As the new leaves were emerging out early this spring, you know, we had a couple of those cold snaps, and now all the new leaves are kind of dried up, look like they have freeze damage. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible, but it's not too likely because oak trees can take very, very cold temperatures. Is the whole tree affected or just parts of the foliage?
No, it was the entire, all the foliage on the tree.
Is brown?
Yep.
And holding on the tree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's not a good sign. If the leaves were falling off real easily when you pulled on them, that would mean that there's probably a good chance it's going to re-leaf and come back out. When the leaves of oaks stick to the tree and won't release easy, that's a pretty bad sign that it may be a goner, Terry.
Okay. Well, I haven't tried pulling the leaves off. I just noticed it the other day as I was outside walking the property.
Let me talk to you off the air about that, and if you had any other issues. I got to scoot, though, and just tell you that I've enjoyed being with you. It's been fun today. A lot of good stuff. If you have questions in the meantime before next week's show, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. Get our newsletter by sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens, whatever stage they're in, and don't forget to feed the birds.